are contained with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. So I really miss you. I really love you. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I do really miss you terribly. Just to let you know, I'll put a link in the email of a video, YouTube Blacklists, Federal Reserve Information. It's up to you to spread its full title. It was from James Corbett, who did a video called The History of the Federal Reserve. And actually, I sent you a copy. You have it on DVD. It was very well done. The gentleman who wrote the book, The Creature of Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin, was a gentleman I actually corresponded with while we were in northern Alabama. And, you know, because, anyway. Well, part of the issue is the YouTube blacklisting, and I've actually described this before because they've done it to me in more ways than one. And, you know, I'm a minor player. But, you know, it's just like when I wrote the article about the holes in Tor and were they intentional. I continue to develop ways, and unfortunately because of time and other issues, I haven't been able to deliver. But there's an audience or a marketplace for communications privacy and the various technologies that are basically built into Shofar Nexus. And I'm going to strive for that because I believe it's what you do out of love for the Lord's remnant. Because my kids, you know, I'll send you the link in the video. My kids are going to be having to interact in a world where you say the wrong thing, they will shut you down. I mean, they saw it with their own dad in more ways than one. They're seeing it right now with the institutional church. It's interesting. I do say, sorry, I'm getting long. I do say to a lot of people, I will defend the veracity of the Bible. And the Bible clearly claims the institutional church is a fraud. And most people kind of just, let's pass that on and move on, but not all. And the great joy is, I am dealing with a few people, and that's increasing. The one young lady I've been dealing with who's a Mormon, the interaction is going well and potential opening to interacting with a group. Potentially even, with perhaps some of the Mormon missionaries. And to have a rational dialogue with somebody like that. To graciously but seriously point out the flaws in the Mormon faith and point to the veracity of the scripture, point to how important it is to follow Christ. I want to do this because I believe it's an act of love. I want to do that with my own family to prepare my kids, because my kids are going to be in an environment where they're going to be shut down and censored if they say the wrong thing, as the YouTube thing. And it's going to get much worse. And the issue is, I know how to make it worse. And I also know how to make it better. But the people who are going to make it worse are going to win. The people who can make it better hopefully will give a bit of hope to the remnant. I want to be a part of that. Desperately. Be nice if my family would join me. Dorothy Jane, I love you.